This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With just over 2 weeks until the election, President Trump continuing his West Coast campaigning in the battleground state of Arizona on Monday, the president spending time in Carson City, Nevada on Sunday, slamming the Biden family.
Joe Biden is and always has been a corrupt politician. He always has been. And as far as I'm concerned, the Biden family is a criminal enterprise.
The Senate is set to vote this week on a $500 billion skinny economic relief bill that does not appear to include any additional round of $1,200 direct payments to Americans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the bill will include money for schools, expanded unemployment benefits, and additional funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final debate between President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden is set for Thursday. The debate will be moderated by MSNBC and NBC's Kristen Welker. As far as what we can expect from President Trump this go-around, Jason Miller is with the Trump campaign.
When you talk about style and you talk about approach, I do think that President Trump is going to give Joe Biden a little bit more room to explain himself on some of these issues. Whether it is, are you the chairman? Are you the big guy? As we've seen articulated in these emails. Do you support packing the court? I do think the president's going to want to hear Joe Biden's answer on some of these, and will definitely give him all the time that Joe Biden wants to talk about packing the court. I think he's going to get it on Thursday.
Search and rescue crews have found a California woman alive after she'd been missing for 12 days in a national park in Utah. Holly Suzanne Cordier was found within Zion National Park Sunday. Park rangers say they received a credible tip from a park visitor that had seen her within the park. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the world has passed 40 million. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The actual worldwide figure may be higher as testing has been variable. Many people have no symptoms, and some governments have concealed the true number of cases. Some places around the world, including Europe, are going back to a lockdown. But as far as if the United States should lock down things again, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel believes,
I think there's tremendous cost to lockdowns, not just the fear that it creates and the anxiety. That issue alone, 28% of Americans are currently depressed because of the previous lockdowns, but there's also delays in cancer screening of up to 80% decrease in screenings. There's people not getting dental care, mental health services, medical care. All of this, plus the economic cost, makes it a disaster.
Firefighters from across the country are returning home after helping battle wildfires in California. A crew from San Angelo, Texas, helped contain the Creek Fire northeast of Fresno, California, for more than a month.
It was controlled chaos. Everything was blowing up before we got there. It was a little better. It was very bad air quality, very thick smoke where you couldn't see very far.
San Angelo Fire Department engine boss and driver Jade Hughes, speaking there on News Nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Weekend, and we're back at it. Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here, coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And lots to catch up on over the weekend. Of course, one of the big highlights of the Sunday news shows was, hey, let's talk of the battle of these alleged town halls. And I guess, what it all comes down to is conservatives, just need to accept, look, at there's different rules. I mean, Joe Biden is going to be treated in a genteel sort of manner. A lot of softballs from Stephanopoulos. Nothing has changed. I mean, that's just the way it's been. Some glaring questions missing. Nothing asked about Hunter Biden. And, of course, that's we'll get into more detail, especially with the recent reveals that have come up about Hunter Biden and that infamous the infamous laptop, which the owner of this store was smart enough to make a backup copy, sends it to the FBI. The FBI's been sitting on this since December of last year. And you wonder, you go, what's going on with the FBI? Why are they sitting on this? This is stuff that was important to know about. And, of course, during this period of time, the president was going through all kinds of fun and frivolity and by way of an impeachment, as you'll recall, that was taking place. And this stuff is happening. I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for all of us freedom-loving, patriots that believe in the U.S. Constitution. And we have noted for a long time that the FBI, the intelligence community, has all been weaponized. It is dutifully corrupted on the surface. And the question is, when can we get down to the bottom of this? Chris Wray's not helping the matter. And because part of the problem, as I mentioned before, even with other investigations, they got to protect the company store. And, they're going to try and handle this from within. But I think, that's like trying to ask somebody to do brain surgery on yourself. You're too close to it. You really can't figure it out. And we have to do something, quite radical, something that was done back in the early 70s when there was some understanding corruption existed, and all they managed to do, it seems, was they, took it off and took it off the main line and kind of put it under the carpet for a while. And over the decades, it resurged itself to the point that here they are. They're involved in a coup of a duly elected president. I mean, that's embarrassing, if not even more than embarrassing, disgusting. That here we are, the leader of the free world, the nation that we are, and we have this kind of stuff happening. All because why? They disagreed with 63 million American people. This is a government up for by we the people, right? And the president said that he was going to put the government back in the hands of we the people. Well, if we the people do not assume our rightful position, hey, the bureaucrats, the deep state, even though John Dean insisted, remember in my conversation with John Dean, about 5 weeks ago, he insisted, Bill, no, there's no deep state. I mean, just like Jerry Nadler says, there's no Antifa. Yeah, but meanwhile, you know, all these things keep happening. You say they don't exist. Antifa keeps burning buildings. They keep throwing bricks at people. They burn down cars. They're doing everything they can to create all kinds of anarchy in the streets of America. But they don't exist. There's some kind of, I don't know what, missing link, some kind of boogeyman, some nondescript individual in the deep state, the same thing. I mean, they're just kind of, you know, there's a group of Kabbalists sitting there in the dark areas of our government and just kind of laughing, you know, with each other and just saying, oh, we got them. You know, they haven't figured us out. They don't know what's going on. But, you know, look, we do know what's going on because we see the fruit of their efforts. We see what's going on. And here it is, you know, this gentleman who owns this computer store that Hunter Biden couldn't even remember when he brought the computer to the computer store. And then meanwhile, I mean, if you question, and that was my first question, too, how do we know, you know, this, in fact, is Hunter Biden's computer? Well, it became obvious when supposedly the attorney for Hunter Biden, who introduced himself to the store owner saying, hey, I'm Hunter Biden's attorney. I guess they spent some time talking on the phone. And he asked him, you know, for a follow-up report. So if, in fact, it was Hunter Biden's attorney that did report this and tweeted about it, then it would lead you to believe that, in fact, this is Hunter Biden's computer with all the information that's on it in its full regalia of disgusting habits and comments and emails and everything all right there. And this all happens on the eve of this election. I say on the eve, I'm not talking about the day before. I'm just talking because, I mean, even in Florida today, you know, voting is now open, early voting for Floridians. So we're off and rolling here on the East Coast. But it's been open, you know, for several weeks now in other states. But, you know, not to get too definitive or, you know, picky about it. But anyway, here we are. We're in the midst of an election. And we have what we had the last time in 2016, where you have officials not wanting to intervene, you know, James Comey, but yet he did, because sometimes you just can't help this stuff because it's so overpowering. And Joe Biden is doing everything he can, you know, to kind of hope that the media will continue to run interference for him and protect, you know, Hunter Biden. And they want to say, oh, this has already been, this is the typical thing of the Democrats, if you haven't gathered, is that, you know, whenever they're held to account, their first response, oh, that's old news. We've already handled it. You know, yeah, Joe gaffes, but we don't talk about, you know, gaffe anymore. We're over that. It's old news. But meanwhile, he keeps giving us good news, new news, because he keeps gaffing. But that aside, that's their plan. You know, that's their strategy. They just keep deflecting. And people think, you know, because of the preponderance of news reporting about conservatives and particularly Donald Trump, that all this stuff is just a ruse. It's just one of those, you know, tinfoil hat type conspiracies that Hunter Biden was somehow involved. But the facts are there. I mean, you see Hunter Biden coming off of Air Force Two with his father, and you go, you know, like, why was he on the plane to begin with? Was he there carrying his dad's, I don't see any luggage in his hand, so maybe it wasn't as, you know, some sort of cabin boy or something like that. And then meanwhile, you hear all these business dealings that even Hunter Biden admitted, remember, on Good Morning America, he admitted to this stuff. And that's the thing about people who are guilty. They self-indict. All you got to do is just listen to what they say. So he lays out the problem, says he never talked to his dad about it. Judicial Watch and Tom Fenton and company, you know, they did a great work. And out of FOIA requests, discovered that Hunter Biden was, in fact, on Air Force Two in excess of 800 times. 800 times! He's on the people's plane with his dad. What? You know, I mean, this is, there's just so much smoke here, and the media is doing everything they can to keep the fire, you know, controlled, but it's just never ending. So it just leaves you with more questions that George Stephanopoulos and others do not want to talk about. But then meanwhile, you got Savannah Guthrie deciding that, well, Joe Biden's not going to be here to debate the president, so I'll debate the president in a town hall format. She asked, what, something like 44 questions? The people who were there to ask questions, the people, the voters, the ones that we wanted to hear from, they get 10 questions. I mean, is it any wonder? I mean, the system is rigged, and in spite of it all, in spite of what happened in 2016, Donald Trump was able to overcome it. Can he overcome this one? You know, that's the question. We've got more coming up. Thanks for sharing a part of your day with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, on behalf of the people, we the people, this is why this show exists, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. The truth is out there, but it's being well disguised and hidden by the forces that want us to, you know, they want us to live a lie. If we continue to live a lie, then we will abandon the very thing that brought us to this dance, the great American experiment. That's really what this is all about. It's not about control and power. It's the abandonment of God himself. I mean, that is clearly on the docket, because any communist country, you look back in history, one of the first things they had to get rid of besides our guns is our God. And, you know, of course, we've heard them, you know, malign our gods, our guns, you know, our patriotism. You know, got to get rid of that nationalism and that deal, because then we can, you know, we'll be overrun. Because, you know, the only way they can get rid of our God is offer us another God. And what it is, it's the God of big government that knows everything about COVID, knows everything, you know, about how to be successful. Because, you know, you look back in history and you see how effective they've been, right? Been effective at, you know, handing out misery and spreading misery throughout its constituency. Again, not to, you don't really have to think that far and look that far. Just look at Venezuela, a once very prosperous country, and look at where they are now. They're eating out of the back of trash trucks. And you think, oh, well, that'll never happen here in America. Well, we went through a really excessive downturn under the previous administration, lest you forget what we experienced under Obama Biden. I mean, they all but killed the middle class. And now you got Joe Biden saying, hey, look at, I'm going to be I'm the champion of the middle class. When has that ever happened? You know, they decimate the middle class every time they talk about, you know, increasing taxes, because that is their life breath. Their life breath is increased taxes. That's all they know, because all they know is big government. Because, you know, fundamentally, they do not believe in the people. They really don't believe that we have the wherewithal to be self-responsible, to be self-sustaining. You know, and we saw very briefly for about 3 years here what it meant to be self-responsible and self-restraining under this current administration. And it took off. The middle class was starting to, you know, to be successful, to be born again, I guess you could say, the record numbers. Home ownership, even amongst, you know, people, minorities here in this country, was on an upswing, a dramatic upswing. I mean, there's direct proof here about low taxes and smaller government, the effect it can have. But the thing is that bigger big government is not going to go away. I mean, the Democrats have been working on this for a long time. So there's molds, there's institutions, there's the bureaucracy that's already set up. And it's going to take, you know, more than Donald Trump to come in. And really, I mean, as it is, he moved their cheese a little bit. And look at all the whining, complaining that we went through, and deal with an impeachment, the resistance that's been going on and on, a GDP that hit numbers that Barack Obama and Joe Biden said would never happen. But so somehow he's got a better plan, really? I mean, after all the years that he's been in Congress, 8 years as vice president, he's got an epiphany and he's got a better plan. And maybe that magic stick or that magic wand that Barack Obama is talking about, maybe Joe Biden found it, I guess. But there's no indication based on past performance that he can produce. But the mainstream media continues to give him cover, and the propaganda, you know, continues big time for this candidate. And all we can hope, I mean, based on Dr. Gerard Lomero and others, experts that got it right in 2016, that they're still seeing it right. They're still seeing it as a close race, but they're still seeing, you know, President Trump getting reelected. But you talk about suppression of vote. You know, the mainstream media wants to do everything they can to suppress the Republican vote by depressing them and just saying, you know, and it's double-edged sword, because they've done this before, where they said, hey, we're going to, you know, we're winning, you know, 10, 12 points ahead, and everything's all rosy and hunky-dory and everything like that. And guess what happens? Their side says, hey, well, we got in the bag. There's no need for me to vote. So they suppress their side's vote. And there's some people who buy into the narrative that it's a runaway for Joe Biden. So you get people on the right that say, you know, why my vote doesn't matter. And especially in light of all the mail-in voting and all the, you know, stuff that's going on and, you know, the corruption that's happening, why should my vote count? So then, you know, some stay at home. Others just say, well, hell no, that's not going to happen. And they resist and, you know, they take their neighbors and they fill in the vans and they go and they vote. Well, whatever it takes, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, if we ever needed people to come out and vote in record numbers, this is it. I mean, you got to decide what kind of America you want. Do you want a free America? Is that what you want? Or do you want the America that Joe Biden is presenting? I mean, and it's that clear. It is an America without God because that's their platform. They don't believe in God. They made it real clear. Antonio Villaraigosa, if you remember, how many Democratic National Conventions when they were sitting there voting on whether or not God should be in the platform. Remember? And he did it by his own self-acclamation. Well, I guess that passes. And, you know, people were still booing about it. But this was huge. Huge for the party to say, you know, no, we don't want God. Okay, so who is your God? Well, for Democrats, it's big government. That's who your God. That's who your daddy is. They're going to take care of you. And you tell me where, and even in the history of this country, that big daddy has performed. It's a mess. It becomes one humongous, miserable, massive bureaucracy. You know, as Bob Whitson, you know, from 1776 Unites, what he shared with us, and I know some people were shocked, and boy, they went off the road and found themselves in a ditch when they heard what he had to say. When I asked him, I said, Bob, you know, look, we've been spending, you know, now since the early 60s with LBJ, and, you know, we were going to do all this war on poverty, and we're going to pour in this money, and we've poured in something close to $30 trillion we've poured into the war on poverty. And you look at what happens. Well, we barely moved the needle. It's a mess. And even then, back at that time in 1964, when LBJ decided, hey, let's just scratch an itch that's not even itching. But we're going to go ahead and scratch it anyway. Because, you know, it was poverty levels about 15.1%. And after all the money, the needle's negligibly moved. And so the question to Bob Whitson is, what the heck happened? What happened to $30 trillion? This is Bill. He goes, you got to understand. He goes, 70% of $30 trillion, you add that up, okay? 70%, we're talking over $20 trillion, has been doled out to bureaucrats. And most of the bureaucrats, guess what? They're people of color. So, you know, the system's rigged. And here they are, they keep making their money. They get all this money and whole deal, and people of color are doing fine. And they're not even taking care of their own. It's pathetic, isn't it? And that's what's happening to our money, and you wonder why it doesn't work. Of course, the other thing over the weekend, much talked about, maybe much talked about, but not as much as you would have thought, was Amy Coney Barrett. I think the Dems have resigned themselves to appreciate that, yes, in fact, she's going to be confirmed. Of course, Joe Biden, I'm speaking of, still hasn't decided, but he's kind of left it out there about packing the court. He said, well, it just depends what they do, you know, if they're not fair about it. Well, what do you mean not fair about it? I mean, you know, the Constitution is clear. You've got an empty seat. The president needs to nominate, and it's up to the Senate to approve and move on. It's all constitutional. They just say, well, it's not fair. It's not fair. Well, you know, are you going to tell me in what's fair? You're going to tell me if the shoe was on the other foot here and it was the Democrats that they would not be going full bore ahead? Are you kidding me? I mean, if Barack Obama could have and had control of the Senate, Merrick Garland would have been approved. He'd been on the bench. Bad news. And unfortunately, Barack Obama hadn't made a bunch of friends in 8 years. Remember, he says elections have consequences. He shoved the Affordable Care Act, didn't want the Republicans to be involved in it whatsoever. This was going to be the crown of the Democratic Party. This is the New Deal. It's the New Deal brought to you by Barack Obama, the new guard of Democrats that were taking over the United States of America. And look what they did. They all but destroyed our health care system, made it into one big, incredible morass of gum that our feet are stuck in. And it's just incredible. And then they claim some sort of, you know, they want some sort of record that everybody wants it. And only 8 million people are on the Affordable Care Act right now anyway. This thing is on life support, barely hanging in there. But we keep dealing with it. We've got more coming up. Adam Angieski from Open the Books coming up next. Stay with us.
Rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
15 days until the presidential election, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the coronavirus pandemic continues to get worse.
Trump said at one of his rallies, "We've turned the corner." And my grandfather would say, "This guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we've turned the corner." Turn the corner. Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances.
The former vice president speaking in Durham, North Carolina on Sunday during one of his drive-in rallies. Biden has no scheduled campaign events on Monday. As lawmakers head back to Capitol Hill on Monday, President Trump says he could get reluctant Senate Republicans to back a $1.8 trillion coronavirus relief aid package, but he needs House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to let the bill move forward in the House. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
I don't know how you feel about your government, but it's no wonder with the news that we continue to hear what is happening within the bureaucracy. This thing's a runaway train. I mean, George Papadopoulos tweeted out, he says, "Nothing will happen to you if you keep your mouth shut about Biden." This is what the FBI agents communicated to the Delaware store owner who discovered Biden's hard drive. "Nothing will happen to you if you keep your mouth shut about Biden." Well, a little bit late, because the FBI, they do have their hands on the laptop of Hunter Biden, and the store owner was smart enough to make a copy, and really Rudy Giuliani has a copy as well. Boy, I tell you, this is going to continue to explode, because what we're finding out as the information is being dripped out one little bit at a time, it's not going to sit well, you know, for this presidential candidate. I don't know how it can. Adam Andrzejewski joins us now. He's the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. You know, Adam, all this is all about swamp creatures, all the swamp dwellers that keep coming on that, you know, I mentioned to the audience earlier, John Dean, others have said and insisted that the, you know, the deep state doesn't exist. Well, you know, if they don't exist, why do these deep state type episodes just keep happening?
Radical transparency. I mean, that is evident from the news headlines during the last couple of months, and it's evident from the last, you know, 3 and 4 years here of the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. The books need to be opened at every level. And
exactly.
Quite frankly, the Trump administration, they need to do a better job on transparency. When they, this summer, when they released the PPP loans, mm-hmm. these were the loans through the Small Business Administration, the coronavirus grants and loans. It's a forgivable loan. They, anybody getting the money under $150,000, their name wasn't released. We think that's wrong. The books at every level need to be open.
Well, they need to be the example that they want to set for everybody else. I mean, and why not? I mean, look, it's not like he's sitting there hiding, you know, Hunter Biden's computer. I mean, you lay it out there, and if somebody has a problem with it, as they did when they found out about, you know, some of the money going to very heeled universities that had all kinds of assets, and some of these other companies taking unfair advantage, you know, they were called out for it, and rightfully they should have been.
Right, and look, the president's instincts on this are very good, and it's like Reagan said, sometimes when you're up your armpits in alligators, you forgot you came here to drain the swamp.
Right.
And look, the president, they've thrown everything at this guy. So here's one thing that I think the president would see eye to eye with us. Back in 2016, we mapped the administrative state that Trump inherited from the Obama administration. And we were upset at the time. There was 3,500 bureaucrat names and salaries redacted from the federal executive agency payroll of about 1.35 million bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 3,500. Well, when we finally got the executive agency payroll from the Office of Management, from the Office of Personnel Management, there was a 250,000 salaries redacted, and we think there was $20 billion hidden in the swamp. We think the president would see eye to eye on opening that up, but unfortunately, it's still closed. Today, there's now 350,000 redactions from the responsive record.
So you're talking 100 times just in the 4 years increase? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, through the Office of Personnel Management. Yeah, they changed their quote-unquote data release policies, and we now, about one out of every five people that work for federal rank and file agencies, we don't know who they are anymore.
Don't the people have the right to know where their taxes are going and how much every employee of the government is making?
Absolutely. Yeah, we think it's a bedrock principle. Look, it's rooted in Article 1, Section 9 of the United States Constitution, Clause 7, and it says that a regular statement and account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. And we think there's a clear interpretation, Bill. It's called Every Dime Online in Real Time. Open the books.
Exactly.
It's the Internet age.
Yes. Yeah, what is it? Is the president, you know, who's in charge of this? I mean, this seems to me, like you suggested earlier, is that there is such massive corruption and bureaucracy that has just collected all kinds of barnacles over the decades that it really requires somebody with some tenacity, you know, to go after this. And it's not going to happen out of the Office of Management and Budget. They might be a subset of it, but there's got to be somebody with a badge and a gun and subpoena powers to go in and get this straightened out, don't you think?
Well, look, I agree. And in keeping with that, the folks over at the Office of Management and Budget, they do see the world the way we see it. They want to go after waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. In the president's latest budget to Congress that was released in February of this year in 2020, the FY 2021 budget to Congress, the president included for the first time ever a chapter on eliminating wasteful spending, and he dedicated an entire half page to our work at OpenTheBooks.com. Our oversight reports were actually mentioned twice in the budget, one to eliminate an entire agency, and we're proud of that work. And we think that, you know, OMB and the president, their instincts are good on this, but it gets hung up in the swamp. It gets hung up on those bureaucrats that are career bureaucrats.
Well, you're talking union jobs here. That's always been a problem. I mean, they're protected by the union, by the rules, and by the time you go and you start making some, you know, cutbacks here and can affect that, I mean, you've gone through war and back, you know, within your own country, right?
Well, we have. In our latest oversight report, it leads our website at openthebooks.com. It's called Where's the Pork? And we took a look at the last 3 years.
Yeah, this is provocative, ladies and gentlemen. This is awesome. Yes, go ahead and tell us.
It's grant making, federal grant making. These are giveaways. These are subsidies. It's $2.3 billion that went out the door. And we detail exactly where it went and who got it.
and by zip code.
We did. We actually mapped it. You can come to our website. There's an interactive map by zip code, and you can see who received the federal grants. Now, this is pre-pandemic. So here's just a portion of what we found. We found grants funding sex education for prostitutes, not in California like we did a couple of years ago. We found $1.4 million funded a grant for sex ed for California prostitutes. We found $2.1 million funded sex education for prostitutes in Ethiopia. We found puppet festivals in Chicago, a climate change youth corps. Hookers for Jesus in Nevada is being funded with $500,000. $7 million funded alien detection services over at Georgetown University, and a social media war for millions of dollars to convince mothers not to send their daughters to tanning beds. And we even found virtual book clubs in Afghanistan for six figures.
And, of course, a lot of money still going to the United Nations, right? Our friends there?
Well, millions of dollars going to the United Nations, the World Health Organization. And here again, the president wants to, you know, cut the funding and pull the United States out of the World Health Organization. We even found money going to, you know, over the course of the last 3 years, nearly $10 billion flowed to Ivy League colleges on grants, again,
right.
Giveaways. And look, Bill, they've got $140 billion in their endowments.
Exactly.
In the past 3 years, their endowments are up $20 billion. They don't need our money.
Was there some of the colleges, if I'm wrong here, I don't know if they were Ivy League, but I know there were some educational institutions that applied for, you know, the COVID relief. And here it is. They had all these billions of dollars in assets. And, of course, they were called on it, right?
That's right. The president called them out on that. They were allocated. The top 25 schools with the largest endowments were allocated $1 billion worth of coronavirus relief money.
Well, and we saw Amtrak. Amtrak, oh, they like the government very much, don't they?
Well, they do. They've never made money, but they sure suck a lot of government subsidy down, that's for sure.
And, of course, going back to the World Health Organization that did us no favors and were co-conspirators, I believe, with the Chinese communists for what they unleashed and covered in terms of COVID-19. And the president was right to respond the way he did, but we just need to have follow-up on it, don't we?
Well, and there's follow-up happening on it, but it does take re-election to get it done.
Exactly. We'll talk more with Adam Andrzejewski after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Just more great days, right? Well, hey, look at this is a government up for by we the people. It's in our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the books opened up right now. Adam Angieski, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamps. You want to know where the pork is? Let me tell you. And yeah, I also want to know. You know, is this a condition, Adam, that, we talk about the bureaucracy and, there's plenty of Republicans and Democrats on both sides, but I believe that there's probably more of a penchant, by Democrats to take advantage of the people's money and to expand the pork. Am I right in that?
So, look, we mapped the last 3 years of federal grants by congressional district. So it's $2.3 trillion in grants, almost 2 million individual grant transactions went out the door. And of course, all of this starts in the House with Nancy Pelosi because spending bills start in the House. Mm-hmm. And so we took a look at the top 10 districts, and sure enough, 8 of them are represented by Democrats and 2 of them are represented by Republicans. Mm-hmm. We expanded that universe to the top 50 congressional districts, and it split a little bit more evenly, which confirms what we've seen over the course of the last number of years in doing this report, that pork barrel spending is bipartisan in the top 50 districts. 30 are Democrats and 20 are Republicans.
Is this kind of a buying vote type of operation where Nancy Pelosi goes into the Treasury and says, okay, hey, we got these districts hurting, we can buy votes here, and then you got a little quid pro quo going on because they happen to control the purse strings, so the Republicans say, look, I need some money for my district. Okay, what's in it for me? Nancy Pelosi, even at the age of 10, was known to ask that question, right? So what makes you think that now, at her age and all these decades later, that that isn't the prevailing question, as you go into her office?
Well, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or any other member of Congress, this is a huge problem. It's called bringing home the bacon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, look, in this report, we outline 50 halo examples, and we name names. We name the member of Congress where the grant is flowing into their district. They're elected by us. They're supposed to monitor federal activity in their district. And here's one on Nancy Pelosi. $3.7 million went on an earmark to a local nonprofit called the Exploratorium. $3.7 million to webcast and live stream eclipses. Look at it for free.
Wow. And this is in her district.
Yeah, they're based in her district, and so we put her name on that HALO example. Look, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts got $8 million, not out of the National Endowment of the Arts. They got it out of the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Department of Education, $8 million. Look, we took a look at their IRS 990s, and they have $500 million worth of net assets. They don't need taxpayer money.
Well, but we were giving them, what, $25 million, weren't we? In this COVID crisis, wasn't there a little shaving, you know, for the JFK Center?
There was. So in March of 2020, this spring, in the CARES Act, passed unanimously in Congress. Nobody voted against it, although Thomas Massey put up a big stink, which was great. $25 million flowed to the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Again, they've got $557 million worth of total assets over there, $500 million. They don't need our money.
But, you know, this is the problem. Whenever the Treasury vault is open, then all the carpetbaggers come in, and they're going to make sure they get their share, right?
Well, and here's another example, Unidosis. So they are formerly the National Council of La Raza. They describe themselves as the largest Latino advocacy organization in the country. Over the course of the last 3 years, they got $4.5 million out of the U.S. Treasury on grants. So, look, this is during the Trump years. And, in the, you know, if he gets four more years, they are really going to have to get serious about shutting down the spigot.
Well, and here we are. We're on the verge of negotiating another support stimulus. And, you know, it's been anywhere from $1.5 to, you know, $3 trillion and, you know, probably somewhere closer to maybe $2 trillion after the dust settles if they can get these if Nancy Pelosi and Mnuchin can get together. She's not talking to Donald Trump. She feels like it's some sort of victory to have not talked to the president for a year. I mean, this is the leader of the House. Is that crazy?
Well, look, there's going to be all kinds of giveaways and pork in that bill, and I think it's a bad idea to throw another $1.8 trillion. Remember, back in the day, the TARP bill that got everyone all upset about the waste was only about $600 billion. We've now thrown about $4 trillion at this pandemic. And look, there's all kinds of people that don't need a bailout that have their hand out. And one of these, we were showcased on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. It's Robert Redford's Sundance Institute. The Hollywood actor started the Sundance Institute. The Sundance Institute has about $55 million in assets. They took millions of PPP money. And they also took $300,000 worth of federal grants last year from the National Endowment of the Arts. Again, they don't need the money. They got $55 million in the bank.
Well, yeah, this is greed boiled over here, Adam, as to what's going on. But again, you know, they can't help themselves. And, you know, this is why we're hemorrhaging where we are. I mean, what are we, at $27 trillion right now?
Yeah, we passed $27 trillion worth of federal debt. So when George W. Bush left office, I think there was $5.2 trillion. When Obama, when George W. Bush got into office, I think there was $5.2 trillion in national debt. When Obama left office, there was $9.8 trillion, and he left around $18 or $19 trillion. And just that fast. Under Donald Trump, we're up to $27 trillion.
Right. Well, and the same problem for George W. Bush is Donald Trump, when you just look at it from a military category. The Democrats love to blight the military. And, you know, of course, that's what Bill Clinton did. I mean, it looked so good that here we had, you know, this excess and everything going on. But at what expense? We go to war, and next thing you know, our sons and daughters are overseas, and they're writing letters back home saying, hey, can you go down to Home Depot and send us some sheet metal? Because we have to reinforce our Humvees, because we're vulnerable to these improvised explosive devices. I mean, that was shocking, you know, for military parents to have to deal with that, to say, wait a minute, here we are. We've got the number one alleged military force on the planet, and we've got to go to Home Depot and get sheet metal for our kids to protect themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there's all kinds of giveaways. The dollars need to be redeployed to core, you know, to buy the necessary protection, you know, to spend the money wisely.
Exactly.
Look, we found $26.4 million over the last 3 years went to the Aga Khan Foundation. Now, who's Aga Khan? This is a foundation founded and chaired by His Highness, the Aga Khan. The Aga Khan is the 49th and current imam of sect of Islam, and he's a business magnate worth $800 million. And look, some of the money, $300,000 went to the Aga Khan Foundation for a music initiative, $100,000 went to conserve 17th century tombs of two courtesans. A courtesan is a prostitute.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay. Two prostitutes in India. We spent six figures to preserve their tombs.
And we need to preserve their tombs for what reason? Just because they said so?
Well, they were famous. They were famous courtesans, prostitutes of the era. You know, this is what we're spending our money on.
And meanwhile, we're pulling down statues of founding fathers here in our country. And we're elevating courtesans. And we've got two hookers for Jesus on top of it.
Well, the hookers for Jesus, that the department that was through the Department of Justice. And they took a lot of heat on that one because this was for a human trafficking services project.
Mm-hmm.
And the scrutiny was that other organizations like Catholic Charities were much better positioned for that $500,000 than Hookers for Jesus.
Yeah, that's, you know, and, well, they didn't get quite as much as space alien detection. You know, we're about almost 550, right?
Well, that was $550,000 last year. But mm-hmm. over the course of the last couple of years, it's been $7 million that went into a broader program at Georgetown University to detect alien life.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you've got so much money, and it's other people's money. It's not your own. It's the people's money. But, you know, Adam, what do we do? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I love having you on. You break all this stuff out. You irritate the holy what have you out of me because now it's right in front of me. You can't deny it. And it's like, okay, what do we do? What do we do about this? I mean, you know, you and I have talked about it before. I mean, this is why I appreciated, you know, Senator Tom Coburn, whose, you know, legacy basically opened the book. Has continued on with, and I congratulate you guys for doing it. We've got to hold these guys accountable, but we've got to, you know, now we know this, we got to know, okay, what's the marching orders? What do we do to really start making, you know, a dent into this irresponsible spending?
So the first thing we have to do is we have to stop irresponsible spending bills, and, you know, there should be no bailout of the blue states or the red ones either. Let the $4 trillion that have already been allocated, let it work through the system. You know, call your member of Congress and keep them off this bad $1.8 trillion bailout bill.
Mm, exactly. Well, and I think that's what's held, you know, some of this up is that the sentiment in a general sense is that we're not going to bail out these states for their irresponsible spending. I mean, it's quite clear that the onus should be on them, and it shouldn't be the rest of America, you know, paying down their debt because they didn't run their government correctly. Adam, how can people be in touch with you?
Just go to openthebooks.com. We've got some tremendous oversight reports up there on the website and articles. Breaking investigation on the New York Governor Cuomo this week.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.